church walked up to the bishop to be confirmed, but had no intention of keeping the commitment to God that confirmation implies. Probably about as good as someone who just found out their spouse was lying when he or she was saying their wedding vows. And if someone doesn't want to be confirmed, then it's not a good idea to force them into a situation where they would be lying to God. But that doesn't mean we're powerless. Prayer will move mountains. Just have faith and trust in God. He won't let you down. For more Young Catholic Minutes, go to youtube.com/youngcatholic.
This is listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 on WVSG Columbus and FM 88.3 WSGR New Boston, Portsmouth.
It's a good day to be alive. Everyone sing now, so let's do more than just survive. That's what I'm saying. Don't lose sight of all the beauty that surrounds you. Don't let it pass you by. It's a good day to be alive.
It is a good day to be alive. And speaking of days, on the third day Jesus rose again, right? On the third day of the Spirit Drive, we're asking you to rise up and show your support for Catholic Radio and the many, many benefits it brings our diocese and beyond. We've been hearing about that the last couple of days. This is the third day. We are down to the last 2 hours of the Spirit Drive. So if you've been listening, enjoying, but waiting and waiting, maybe you're waiting for the bishop who's with us this hour, that's fine. Pick up the phone, 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli here again for another hour, host of Answering the Call. And before we even talk about our goals or anything else, I'm not going to make our guest wait one more second. Bishop Robert Brennan, welcome to this hour of the Spirit Drive.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Thank you for all your work on the Spirit Drive. I've enjoyed being with you, listening in on the radio. It was great just hearing Father Hahn. And thanks, too, for all your work on behalf of Catholic Radio. I love your show. I usually catch it on the weekends. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yes.
12:30 Saturdays and Sundays.
That's
all it. Our local programming is featured on the weekends. So, and it is very exciting to finally actually share the mic with you because you know, you were coming in about 2 years ago to the diocese. I was being relocated. We'll talk about all that. But can you first, Bishop, lead us with your prayer?
Indeed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, your call to your apostles was one that was very simple. Come follow me. And then at the end of the gospel, go and teach all nations. Lord Jesus, help us to hear those two calls. We thank you for the gift of St. Gabriel Radio, which helps us to be attentive, to be able to hear you, Jesus, and to follow you. But we also thank you for the way that St. Gabriel Radio and so many people who care about us also send us forth so that we may proclaim your good news, especially to those who are most in need of being loved, in need of being lifted up, in need of hope. Jesus, we thank you for your many, many gifts and ask you to bless us this hour in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Great prayer. Thank you so much, Bishop Brennan. And we'll have to set up this hour because a lot of exciting things are happening. Well, first of all, until 6 o'clock tonight, which is the last hour of the Spirit Drive, we have some goals before us. But to sweeten the pot this hour, because we have our special guest, Bishop Robert Brennan, with us, there is a dollar-for-dollar match from a donor, from a very generous donor, through 5 o'clock. So for this next hour, as we chat with our beloved bishop, every gift that comes in is going to be doubled, matched, dollar for dollar. So this is some money we just can't pass up. This is when we want you have, if you have not called, if you've been on the fence thinking about, should I, this is it. 614-459-4820. 4820, stgabrielradio.com. And these are the gifts we are still looking to get before we close out at 6 p.m. tonight. We have 23 gifts left. I know we can do this. 13 sustaining memberships. Remember, sustaining membership is $20 or more a month. You can increase your membership. We've had people do that. You can add an additional gift to your ongoing sustaining membership. We've had people do that. We're looking for two more leadership gifts. That's the $1,000 level. We're looking for one more gold leadership gift, and that is a $5,000 gift. And we're looking for one more business member. And while you were invoking the prayer, Bishop, we already had calls. So let me jump over to the board and say some special thank yous. We have Teresa from Portsmouth listening down on 88.3 down there. She's given a gift. She says, actually, you know what? I'm sorry. I had already read that one. Again, that was Teresa who said, gives me inspiration throughout the day. Thank you so much. We have a gift from the Knights of Columbus at St. Peter's in Chillicothe. And their gift is for the gift of, they want to thank St. Gabriel for the gift of prayer, knowledge, and reflection. So thank you from the Knights of Columbus. We love the Knights. We challenged them last half hour. And Mila and Charles, we want to thank you for your gift, giving in honor of Deacon Chris Walsh, who was on with me earlier. Just the blessings and gratitude they have for Catholic Radio. Thank you, Mila and Charles. And Carl at St. John Newman, he mailed in his gift. He says, I love Bishop Brennan. And he wants to thank you, Bishop, for your joy and your leadership.
Well, thank you, Carl, and thanks to all of you who are listening and all of you who are supporting St. Gabriel Radio. You know, it's a personal gift, I find. St. Gabriel Radio is a personal gift for me because in a diocese that covers 23 counties, St. Gabriel Radio is one way that keeps me very closely connected to a lot of people, and I'll always be glad for that. So thanks for your support of St. Gabriel Radio.
And we'd love to see other listeners like Carl show your support today of Bishop Brennan. He is a gift to the diocese. It is, I cannot emphasize this, the support we've had from you and Bishop Campbell as well for Catholic Radio is so important. You know, I know, Bishop, you're involved in the weekly faith dialogues. You do frequent addresses, especially during the COVID pandemic, you know, keeping us informed, keeping us together. You're frequently on in conversations on discipleship with Father Adam Streitenberger. So we know you are all in. That means so much to us to have such a strong shepherd leading us in this apostolate. We are so happy to work side by side with you in spreading communication out to the diocese and helping educate Catholics and inspire Catholics. Did you have Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Rockville where you were from?
In Rockville Center, we actually had Catholic television. So we did not have Catholic radio. We relied on some of the other radio stations that were out there when, on a national level. Of course, the Archdiocese of New York has Catholic radio, but it's really limited to the Sirius subscription. And I had access to that being there. But our communications was through a television station. It was called Telecare at the time, but as it grew now and has a greater national recognition, it's called the Catholic Faith Network. And I still keep connected with them. I know they're on through Spectrum up in Cleveland, but around here I use the app. So it is a different medium. There's something very different about Catholic radio, and you speak to and with people in a different way. So, for example, you know that you're speaking to people in their cars. You know that you're getting people on their busy in their busy days, and they're fitting Catholic radio in there. And that's a terrific opportunity. You also know that you're speaking to people who are at home. Sometimes people who are homebound who rely on Catholic radio to connect them to the life of the church. And I'm so glad that during COVID, but continuing, St. Gabriel Radio broadcasts the daily mass from St. Joseph Cathedral. So we get to the homebound, but even just people going about doing their chores, taking care of things, they have the radio on in the background and they're keeping connected.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, we're speaking, you know the voice, it's Bishop Robert Brennan here to join us for the Fall Spirit Tribe this hour. We are having a special dollar-for-dollar match from a generous donor through 5 p.m. So by picking up the phone, 614-459-4820, or going on the computer at stgabrielradio.com, you are going to have your donation matched dollar-for-dollar. Sheila from St. Mary's in Delaware heard that challenge. She hurried in, got a gift to us, and she is giving in honor of the blessed and glorious Holy Trinity. She says she loves everything about St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Andrew also heard the dollar for dollar match challenge, and Andrew gave his gift this afternoon, and he says, thank you for this wonderful ministry. May God bless all your efforts. So thank you, Sheila, for Andrew, for helping us chip away at our goal before we go off the air on the Spirit Drive at 6 p.m. tonight. And that leaves us with 21 gifts left in total, 13 sustaining memberships. We're looking forward to leadership, one gold leader, that's that $5,000, and a business member. So really show your support, especially for our bishop who is joining us. He's taking an hour of his time. He's busy, and yet he believes in Catholic Radio. He supports Catholic Radio. So go ahead, give a shout out to your diocese, to your flock right now, Bishop, and encourage the giving at Catholic Radio.
Indeed. Thank you. Thanks to you who've already given all through these days this week. Thanks to Sheila and Andrew, our most recent gifts. And thank you for all of your support over the years. So if you're listening now, please, if you haven't had a chance already to call in, this is a great time to call in. We'd love to hear from you. We love the way that St. Gabriel Radio connects so many people to the church, not just the church in Columbus, but to the church, and that we have a chance to hear from so many different voices, people who draw us in more deeply in our relationship with God. You know, we're busy people with a lot of things going on around us. St. Gabriel Radio helps us to keep a little bit of that focus.
So true. And while people are going to take advantage of this dollar-for-dollar match and call in at 614-459-4820 or donate at the stgabrielradio.com website, we're going to listen to an audio clip, Bishop. This is from the program Abiding Together, Sister Miriam James, Heather Keim, Michelle Benzinger. You can hear it in the 8 o'clock hour. And they are talking very fittingly, because she's our theme this year, is Mother Mary. Let's give a listen.
We all yearn for family. We all yearn for mother. We all yearn for father. And that takes different forms. It takes different relationships. And to step in those and see, where is God calling us to be spiritual mothers, physical mothers? And some of you are like, I'm already a physical mother. I'm too tired to be anybody else's mama. Like, they can find their own mama, you know. But there's just a beautiful thing, because it is bringing forth life. And I think Mary is such a good, I mean, she's the model representation. And for so long, I just found her totally unrelatable. I'm like, whatever, you don't have sin and you have one child. Give me a break. And your husband's probably pretty cool and obedient. No, sorry. You're not relatable to me. But more and more as I discover her, it's just her absolute surrender and trust in the Holy Spirit and God the Father. That is what I just look at her and think, oh my goodness, she's the real deal. And I've had it come for me. I had to get over that she's not a doctrine to wrestle with, or a doctrine to, because at the beginning I was like, okay, why can't I just go to Jesus? Like, all right, let's bypass her. And now that I've become a mother, I realize that a Jewish mother can get a lot of things done, you know, like, and she's a bossy woman and she can get a lot of things done. But I realized that she wasn't a doctrine to be wrestled with, but she was a person to be embraced by and a mother to be loved by. And that she was fighting with me and for me and to love me and those around me. And that was a huge mind shift in my spirituality when it came to Mary. What about you, sister?
God, that's just all so beautiful. Yes, she, and I think, you know, when you talk about, when you talk to people many times, people just struggle with the idea of Mary. And I'm so glad you said that, Michelle, because, you know, as Catholics, we do not worship her. We do not worship her. So God, worship is ordered toward God alone. But we honor and reverence her because of her being chosen by God. She was chosen by God himself. And you just think of, there's nobody that loved Jesus more than she did. There's just nobody that loved him more. And she, and I love just the reality of even a woman becoming pregnant. You know, I think we've talked about this before, where when she becomes pregnant, the cells of the child of her, and stay in her body forever. Mm-hmm. The cellular memory she has, well, for the rest of both of you as physical mothers, have cells of your children in your body that will remain forever. And you just think of the melding of Jesus and Mary in that, of his divinity staying with, I mean, it's, you can't even fathom that. Mm-hmm. And just this beautiful woman whose heart is poured out in such transparency and such kindness and such loveliness and such, and, you know, saying yes to God, having no idea what the whole journey would entail. Mm-hmm. I mean, could you imagine them having to go to Egypt in the middle of the night and just, you know, after Joseph dies and she's a widow and, you know, as a Jewish person, you know, as a woman, and when you're a widow, that just really is hard for you. And so then Jesus goes on mission, and you know, you could just imagine where she's pondering these things in her heart. And I too had a very hard time understanding her, and for a long time she was a one-dimensional kind of perfectionistic version of whatever motherhood should be, and I just couldn't relate to her. And I just, you know, my own journey with mothers, you know, it's just that I have had a lot of healing in those areas. And I remember many years ago just kneeling before a statue of her, a representation of her heart, and just saying, I can't do this. Like, I can't do this. I need to know you as a person. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to know what it means to be a woman. I need to know what it means to love your son. I need to know what it means to be a wife and a spiritual mother. Like, I need to know. And what I found out is that she's a real person. And her only desire, dear friends, her only desire is to bring you closer to her son. She will never get in the way. She wants, just like any mother, she wants to take your prayers and clean them up and, you know, purify them and just present them, as St. Louis de Montfort says, on a beautiful silver platter to her son. Like, she loves you. Mm-hmm. She's so exquisitely beautiful, so beautiful. And her beauty and her humility crushes the head of Satan, you know, and that was the whole plan, that God would, as, you know, humanity fell, that God would raise up a woman with whom he would give his son to, and it would redeem the world.
And that is Sister Miriam James Heidland from the show Abiding Together. She spoke at two of our Columbus Catholic Women's Conferences. She's just such an inspired sister, big into the healing ministry right now, and just really great inspirations about the Blessed Mother. This is the Fall Spirit Tribe here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, honored to be joined by our Bishop, Robert Brennan of the Diocese of Columbus. And we had some gifts come in, Bishop, so I'd like to take a moment to thank Karen over at St. Paul in Westerville. And Karen became a sustaining member. So thank you so much for showing your ongoing support here for the Fall Spirit Drive. She says, I love the programming, especially Father John Ricardo, Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak, and Catholic Answers Live. And she also likes that she can hear about current events in the church, both locally and worldwide, from a trusted source. Thank you. And, you know, boy, that has just come up over and over, that this is a source of truth, not the media spin we're used to hearing everywhere else, but this is Jesus's truth that you can hear. And thank you also for Bill calling in from Columbus. He has become a sustaining member as well. So we picked up two more of those. Bill says it is great, convenient programming. He listens to the Mass nearly daily, and that is, of course, broadcast daily at noon at the cathedral. And he prays the Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 regularly. He loves to listen to Dr. David Anders. That's called to Communion at 2 p.m. He listens to that as much as he can. So thank you, Bill. Thank you, Karen. And thank you for calling 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. We now only have 19 more gifts to get before the end of the Spirit Drive, which is in just 6 o'clock. But don't forget, right now, till 5, because of our special guest, Bishop Robert Brennan, you are being matched dollar for dollar. So whatever you call in this hour is going to be matched. So that is tremendous. Would love to see your support for our bishop. We're looking for 11 sustaining members, 2 leadership gifts, 1 gold leader gift, and 1 business member. I hope that will be you. Bishop Brennan, some great stuff about our Blessed Mother in that clip, huh?
Oh, indeed. That sense of Mary as our mother. Mary, she is a mother, the mother of Jesus, but she knows what it means to be a mom, and she wants to be that for us as well. Very, very inspiring. You know, I have to say, one of the things that struck me as I was listening to Sister Miriam James and listening early to some of the people who call in, some of our clips. You go to some of these big conferences, and these are top-notch names, and it seems that the only way to connect with some of these people would be through these major conferences, and they're always inspiring. People like Sister Miriam James, Dr. Edward Sri, Jeff Cavins, Father Mike Schmitz, Father John Ricardo, all of these people, big names out there, not the easiest to get to, and yet, how amazing is it that we can listen to them in our own home or in our own car? And thanks to St. Gabriel Radio for bringing those people to us. It's not just that we hear inspiring messages, and I'm glad to hear them, but it almost becomes like these people are friends. Some of these great speakers, some of these in-depth analysis, these are people who are speaking to us as trusted friends. So thanks to them, thanks to St. Gabriel Radio, and thanks to all of you who are calling in. Again, if you have a chance, please give us a call at 614-459-4820 or log on to stgabrielradio.com.
We have someone else who's taking advantage of our dollar-for-dollar match, and that is Michael at St. Mary's in Portsmouth, who has phoned in a gift in honor of the Scioto Catholic. That must be the consortium there.
That it is.
Yes. And then, so Michael says he loves everything about St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, especially Father Adam Streitenberger in the morning. And that's a perfect segue. So thank you, Michael, because I know, Bishop, that you and I have something in common. Actually, we have two things in common. I am also a native to Long Island. You don't know it now by my accent. I've been in Ohio way too long, but I am a fellow Long Islander. But also, we both share a heart for missionary discipleship. My parish mission that I've taken out around the country is called Discovering, Living, and Sharing Our Mission. And I did not know years ago when God kind of led me to put that together and bring it out that this was part of a huge movement he was doing worldwide, really. The Pope talks about missionary discipleships. You hear it is a buzzword in the Catholic world, but certainly in our diocese, thanks to your leadership. And we just had a Real Presence, Real Future Eucharistic Gathering recently. So you're doing a lot to inspire missionary discipleship, aren't you?
Well, it's my hope. I'm certainly trying. And I'm surrounded by great people. You just mentioned Father Adam in the morning. Father Adam is on fire with great ideas and putting them into play. So I'm surrounded by a lot of people. I've come into a diocese. I have that great love for what we now call missionary discipleship. I can't hold it in, right? The news is too good to keep to yourself. But I just come here and I discover all these missionary movements that are so alive. And and it's great to be part of that. And there you go again, St. Gabriel Radio's right there, right at the core.
Yeah, because mission field today, you know, doesn't mean you have to be like St. Francis Xavier and, you know, go over to the Far East or something. Mission field is more like St. Therese of Lisieux. It's in our families.
That's right.
It's by the water cooler at work, our neighborhoods, in our parishes. Everywhere there is a hunger for Jesus. So mission fields are ripe for missionaries. And I've said this several times before in the hours during the Spirit Drive, but we are now in a time where it is no longer acceptable just to be pew sitters or, you know, sitting on the sidelines. We are now called to come forth. We are already seeing in parts of the world people physically persecuted for their faith. So we must stand forward and be proud to proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ. Use these airwaves while we have them and they're open to us because we are converting people. We are changing people's lives, transforming hearts. And again, we can only do that with the help of our family of listeners who have, many of them have followed us and listened for years. And so we've leaned on you for support, but we've also expanded our reach and we have all kinds of new listeners. Our family continues to grow, and it is a radio of our listeners. Bishop can attest to this. We are not diocesan funded. You know, he doesn't write us a check every month and say, here's, you know, the portion of the pie. We are listener supported. We cannot do it without you. 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. We are having a very special offer. This is, you know, like one of these blue light specials, I like to say. It's dollar for dollar match from a very generous donor, only going now through 5 o'clock. So please take advantage of that and get on board. Go ahead.
Yes, Bishop. Elizabeth, you were talking before about that, the mission field, if you will. I remember back on Long Island, I was walking around the campus with the bishop there, with Bishop Paris, and we went past, over by the school gymnasium. And I said, you know, when we hear Pope Francis talk about the peripheries, sometimes the peripheries are just a few yards from the church. And there you have it, not because people are lost or don't care. You look into that gymnasium, and you have great people who care an awful lot about their children. They're there for their children. But whether they know it or not, they're looking for something deeper. They're looking to be drawn into that life that only Jesus can give. And so we as missionaries can share that good news. And again, bringing it back to St. Gabriel Radio, I often say this, those bumper stickers. Now, you don't get to see that so often.
Yeah, no,
but
I
when
don't
you're
see
on
where
the,
I am.
When you're on I-71 or 315 or any of these freeways or the country roads, I'm always running into cars with that bumper sticker. And you know what? That's an invitation. That's telling people, tune in and see, the Lord might be speaking to you and you may not realize it.
That is so true. And we have had people say those very things. I tuned in AM 820 because of that bumper magnet. So powerful. And I always say, it's the easiest way to evangelize. You don't have to do anything different. Just drive and drive safely. You know, don't be a maniac because now you're proclaiming you're Catholic with your bumper magnet.
That's the other side of it.
You know, and maybe give something to the person standing at the corner with the bucket. But, you know, be good. Be a good witness. But there you go. That's a great way to evangelize. We have someone else while you were speaking. Take advantage of our dollar for dollar match today through 5 o'clock, and that is Francis from Columbus. And Francis, this is really cool. Francis became a sustaining member. Thank you so much, Francis, for that. That's that $20 or more gift per month. Francis says, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio helped me come back to the faith. My life is truly blessed by the station. So she has come back to the faith. That's the kind of power your dollars are doing. They're bringing people into the faith for the first time. They're bringing them back when they've fallen away. They're helping them in their crisis, whether it's a troubled marriage, whether it's troubled children, our children. I've got 4 grown boys. We know what the culture's doing out there, just sucking our kids away from us, everything we gave them. It's just a rough culture. So, so many important benefits of this station, but we cannot do it without you. 614-459-4820. stgabrielradio.com. We're so blessed by our bishop, Robert Barron, who is joining us, who has always supported Catholic Radio. We're so pleased. You will be with us another half hour, but give one more quick urge to call and give us your blessing, and then we will come back with you after the break. If you're there, Bishop. Are you still there, Bishop?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes.
Okay, so, yes, thank you. We'll give you a blessing, but I'm not going anywhere. Father
right.
Shock is here in the studio, and we're going to pick up right where we left off. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, awesome. And that's a surprise to me. I'm really excited about that. You will not want to miss this next half hour for the Fall Spirit Drive, so stay tuned.
Hey everyone, it's Teresa Tomeo from Catholic Connection on EWTN Radio. Thanks so much for listening and supporting your local Catholic radio station. And please remember, tell everyone you know, and that's not an exaggeration, about how your life has been impacted by this station. Stories are so important. Personal testimonies. We're all called to share the good news. And you're a part of that effort when you invite someone to listen to your story and then to listen and become inspired and formed by our Catholic faith by listening to Catholic Radio. Your financial support is also vital in this important work, so please stay tuned and join in this effort. We really need your support and your prayers.
Thanks, Teresa. Please give us a call right now at 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com.
There's a special red disc in the entryway floor of St. Peter's Basilica. Almost 1,700 years ago, it was in front of the altar, and it's where kings like Charlemagne knelt for their coronation. In the new St. Peter's, which is about 400 years old, the disc was moved to the entrance. It was decided that pilgrims who enter St. Peter's should be reminded of who we are. Something that kings knelt on is now for every Christian to walk over. I recently learned of a woman whose daughter had Down syndrome and died at a very young age. She told her daughter, "You're a princess," and the little girl told everyone she met, "I'm the daughter of a great king." One day she looked intently at her mom and said, "Mommy, you have a crown, but you don't see it." Did you know that at your baptism, the priest put chrism on your head and anointed you as a priest, prophet, and king? Remember who you are, child of God. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.